how do you now stay focused on what you're working on now and what you're working on next?
Well, it has to be very fun for me. I mean, I got to enjoy it. It has to be fun. It has to be easy. I heard this term one time somewhere, ELF. I can't remember where I heard it. ELF, E-L-F, and I kind of like the term. Easy, lucrative, and fun.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a cool little term. And so I'm at a point, I'll give you an example. I just got off a call with a guy who has this new site, and it's to empower kids and teach them leadership and entrepreneurship and all that. And, you know, he's got Les Brown and all these different celebrity thought leaders on there, and he wanted me to do some programs to help the kids. And I said, hey, man, I'm in. A part of my passion is helping kids. And so I'm in under one condition. How much time and effort and work do I have to put in? And he said, oh, it'll just be like, you know, one 40-minute interview that I do with you every 3 or 4 months. I said, all right, man, I'm in. Mm-hmm. Because it's easy. It's lucrative because he's got hundreds of thousands of folks that will find out about me, so that will turn into business. And it's fun because I love talking about stuff like this, and I especially love helping kids. So real easy to say, that's something that I want to do and focus on. So yeah. For me personally, it's got to be in my superpower, if you will, and it's got to be easy, lucrative, and fun.
Well, you talk about superpowers, so I'd like to ask you about your heroes. You know, who do you look up to?
Well, definitely my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm from a still town, not having much, but two of the most wisdom people I've ever met, because they gave me life wisdom, right? You know, my mom said, enjoy all the success that you could have and that you want, but never forget your family and your friends. Always keep them a top priority and always tell them you love them and care about them. I mean, that should be taught in every school in the world.
It's great advice.
Right? My dad was the one that told me, you know, you can do anything you want in life if you don't listen to people who tell you can't do it and if you always believe in yourself. I mean, why isn't that taught in every university, every school, every grade in the world? So it was nuggets like that. But I also, you know, I believe you don't go to school once in your life. You're in school every single day of your life. The minute you choose, hear me, the minute you choose to stop learning, you will stop earning. And I don't just mean an income. I mean, you know, earning growth, where you continue to grow. I always say, if you want to go more, you got to grow more, right? So earning is more than just money. But I'm constantly learning. I mean, I've read 5,000 books. I just went on Amazon and got three more books last night. I just connected up with Lee Steinberg, who's a super sports agent, represents 300 professional athletes. If you ever saw the movie Jerry Maguire with Tom Cruise, mm-hmm. This is kind of the real Jerry Maguire that they based the movie on. And I'm interviewing him for my coaching clients. So was coming up in about 4 weeks. So what did I do? I went on Amazon and I bought both of his books that he wrote. And I'll read those books before we do the interview. And I'll know more about how he thinks and his life and, you know, what he tries to teach people than probably anybody that's ever interviewed him, because nobody took the time to read his dang book.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You know, so I'm always learning. I've always got new mentors in the form of books, audios, podcasts, etc.
And talking of books, I mean, you've written many yourself. I mean, maybe you could just tell us a little bit about the books that you've written.
Yeah. So actually, just counting it up today, it's 22.
Wow.
That I did.
Wow.
Yeah. And since this whole, you know, pandemic thing started a few months ago, I finished two more books because, you know, I told all my coaching clients, and I have coaching clients that are, we have about 130 some coaching clients, and right now it's $25,000 and $100,000 for a coaching level. And I was telling them, as soon as this all happened, I said, yeah, we're not going to be back to some normalcy for another year. So don't panic, protect yourself, but get into proactive production mode. Don't sit here. Don't go watch television. What can you move up that you were going to do 12 months, 18 months, 3 years from now? Move it up now and get it done. So for me, it was like, hey, I got these books, two other books that I was going to do, you know, in a year or two. I'm like, well, I'll just move them up now. Mm-hmm. You know. So I've written a book called Millionaire Success Secrets. It's 33 ways, what I call millionaire top achievers, 33 ways millionaire top achievers, how they act and they think, because 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurs think way differently than everyone else. That's the reason they're 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So Millionaire Success Secrets, I wrote Millionaire Selling Secrets. All strategies and ideas from a 7- and 8-figure level person. Millionaire Referral Secrets, how to get a whole bunch of business referrals. Millionaire Entrepreneur Secrets. Millionaire Networking Secrets. And then I wrote a whole bunch of books in the speaking profession as well, because I do a lot of speaking.
Yeah, I mean, and how do you go about that process of writing a book? I mean, is it a case of, you know, you open up your laptop, or do you go old school with pen and paper?
Yeah, great question. No, I first of all, what I try to teach people who want to do a book is you already have a book done. You probably have information out there somewhere. You wrote blog articles. You put Facebook posts out. You put, you know, Twitter posts out. I told a very famous celebrity one time, I was speaking in an event, and I'm looking as I'm on stage, and I'm like, I know this guy. He's sitting in the front row. And this guy came up to me after, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it really is the guy. And right. So we were talking about books and all that. And I said, you know, you have a television show, and at the end, you put out tweets that are inspirational, all that, right? I watched some of your show stuff. He goes, yeah, I've done that. And I said, why don't you just go get all the tweets and put one or two on a page and bind it up? That's your book. Because your stuff that you put out is very inspirational and you know, encouraging. Why do you have to sit down and write a whole bunch of stuff? And he was like, dang, I never thought about that. And I said, you know, one of the best-selling books of all time is Life's Little Instruction Book. And it's just one or two sentences on a page of good wisdom and nuggets that people need to hear. I said, just do that. Just go get your tweets. Your book's already done.
Yeah. It's a case of don't overthink it, isn't it?
Don't overthink it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I did a book one time for somebody where it was a surprise as a birthday present for her. She didn't even know it was going to be done. I went on her Facebook page and I pulled off. She puts out great wisdom and, you know, encouragement. And I went on her Facebook page and I pulled off 100 of her posts that she wrote from the previous 3 years. And I put one on a page. I had a cover designed and, you know, put and bound it all together, presented it to her as a birthday present. And all it was her Facebook post she already wrote. She had never thought that stuff could turn into a book. I'm like, why? It's great wisdom.
Yeah.
Let's just put it on some paper.
Absolutely. I mean, I think people sometimes underestimate their own creativity, you know, just in terms of, oh, it's only a Facebook post, it's only a tweet, but actually it is content and it's in your own words.
That's yes. Right. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
And James, I mean, what's next for you? What are you working on right now?
Oh, man. You know, I'm actually launching a podcast and a big YouTube channel and building up the social media aspect, because it's something I never really cared about in the past. Mm-hmm. And now I realize that this part of my life, I can reach and help more people. I get this all the time. Like I'll be working with somebody and they'll be like, man, I've been in like 10 different coaching programs and I never get told the stuff that you tell me about, like how to profit and make money and all. Like you just cut right to the chase and you show me so many ways. And here's what I get. How come more people don't know about you? I mean, just I'm not like that. I mean, I have some of the biggest thought leaders in the world I work with behind the scenes, and big celebrities, and you know, I just believe it's like the man Hitch in the movie Hitch. Will Smith played Hitch. He never advertised that he was the dating doctor. People just came to him,
yeah.
Right? Because the best. And that's kind of like but I get that all the time. And I just thought one day, I said, you know what? It's a shame that things that I'm blessed to know aren't going to help as many people as possible. So that's really what I'm focused on. Like, how do we get this out there? So I hired an Instagram team. I hired a YouTube team to build a YouTube channel. And we're going to be in the next couple months going full force. We had a podcast team that's going to be doing our podcast and blasting it out.
Great. How can people find out more about you, James? Where should we head?
Real simple. www.bigmoneyspeaker.com. Bigmoneyspeaker.com. Real simple to remember. By the way, there's a little tip for everybody. If anybody's ever going to have a website, you create a website that's really easy to remember with words. And number two, creates an image in people's minds when you say the website, because they will never forget it. You will always remember bigmoneyspeaker.com, because when I say those words, you actually see it in your subconscious mind.
Yeah, it's so perfect. James, listen, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate, you know, you spending absolutely time with us. It's been great to catch up, and good luck with the podcast, the YouTube channel, and everything else that you're working on.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.